Let us bring in the judge of this court, Pat Pagano. Everybody rise.
Well, I don't know what I'm judging, but but judging by the weather maps, it's definitely going to be very, very wet and windy tonight. So if you have to travel while going out, religious services, good luck. That's all I could say. It's not going to be a pleasant evening. I told my sister last night, she's very, very, very upset that no one's getting together. And, of course, she was hosting it, but it's all her doing. And I said, look at it this way. She was, why? I said, let's say you were having it tonight. She said, yeah. I said, I wouldn't be coming. She's, what? I said, I would not be coming. She's, why? I said, I will not drive in pouring, drenching rain and 50 to 60 mile per hour winds over two bridges. I said, and not only there that way, but coming home that way, which will be worse. I said, normally if it's just one way, you get over it. But if it's both ways, no, I wouldn't be comfortable at your house. I would, because of the ride home. I said, so look at it this way. It's a good thing you canceled.
Yeah, so, that's
right.
That's that. She still hasn't gotten over, right?
No, she's very upset. You know, she said it'll be the first year that the family has not been together on Christmas Eve.
It's one of those things. It'll go in the family memory book as one of those years. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It'll be remembered
yeah.
that way. And you're all in touch with one another. I mean, I've been in touch with all my kids, and I normally see them on Christmas Eve, all right, or Christmas Day. Well, that's not going to happen this year, even though I've been invited. There's going to be a socially distant party that has like five or six people the house of Jackie Cummins, and I'm going to have to respectfully decline. Even though everybody, it was set up, there was going to be 10 people there, and everybody was going to be in like a corner and away from one another, but I made it this far, so I'm going to stick it through the rest of the way. You know what I mean? I'd love to go down there and see everybody like that, but can't do it. So guess what? It's FaceTime and it's texting and telephone. What more can you do?
And that's exactly what I'll be doing tonight, each of my family. So I'll be doing that. I was going to dress as Santa, and when I called my nephew, I figured I would come in as Santa for my great niece, who is, a year and a half now. I figured she'd get a kick, but I remembered that the Santa outfit is in a trunk under the steps and tons of stuff on top of it. It would take me quite a long time to get through there. There's so much stuff underneath there. Move everything out of the way to get to it. So I'm just going to skip it and just call them, and we'll go from there. But in the meantime, let's talk about our weather, because it's going to get milder ahead of the cold front before it gets colder. And we'll be headed into the 50s tonight, but this is a strong cold front, point in case. It's 17 right now at Chicago, and it's 4 below in Minneapolis, St. Paul. And, of course, it's in the 40s and 50s in Ohio and Pennsylvania, because they're ahead of the front. So today, turning cloudy and windy, we could get some rain late in the day. Not before that, 50 degrees. Tonight, we rise into the 50s with rain and wind. Keep in mind, a high wind warning is in effect, and a flash flood watch is in effect. So we're expecting rain 1 to 2 inches. Some places could get 3. Don't be surprised if you hear thunder overnight. Christmas morning, the rain will end. It'll be windy and colder. There may be a little sun. There could be a couple of snow showers. We'll start in the 40s, drop into the 20s later in the day. Your Saturday is partly sunny and brisk in the mid-30s, and Sunday sunny with highs right around 40 degrees. So definitely the worst of our weather coming from, I would say, midnight tonight until about 8 or 9 o'clock Christmas morning. That would be the worst. What do you got to say about that?
Not much. I mean, at least the worst is going to be at night.
Well, that's true. That's a good point. Yep, the worst will be at night. But still, I mean, it's going to be raining. So if anybody's going to religious services, especially midnight mass or something like that, you'll have to have the umbrella at hand, and you're going to have to hold on to it good and tight.
Well, no umbrella for me. My umbrella is the roof of my house.
And that's it. Once you hunker down there, that's it for you until Monday, huh?
I'm there. I'm not going anyplace. That's it.
Right.
That's it. I mean, that's it. I'm trying to type somebody Merry Christmas, and Facebook wants to keep putting, if you just put Merry Christmas, it says it puts a whole bunch of stuff after that. I don't want them saying Merry Christmas for me with their stupid.
Oh.
But they're stupid things that they add on. They're artificial intelligence. See, Mary, how the Grinch stole Christmas. I don't want that. How stupid is that?
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
I know. How do you feel, by the way?
I'm still not back yet all the way.
Really? Huh?
Yeah. Still not back all the way. I don't know why. Maybe I do have the flu. I don't know. Maybe it is the flu. It's not what I thought it was.
Really?
But I'm feeling better. But it's, you know, I still don't have any appetite at all, which is no big danger because I'm not in any danger of starving to death. But I still
have no appetite. Huh?
No appetite whatsoever. But I do have a sense of smell, so I know it's not COVID-19.
Right, and you have no fever.
And I have no fever, and I don't see anybody. So. If I get COVID-19, Pat, make sure you tell the authorities something weird happened because I haven't seen anybody in 9 months.
Unbelievable. What's the story? What is the story with another strain in South Africa?
Yeah, they're finding it out, but every virus goes through these changes and these mutations,
right.
and. That's the whole thing about viruses. That's why the flu comes back every year. It mutates. And COVID-19 is probably now going to be the same thing. You know, it's going to be around.
Right.
Just a question of who gets their vaccinations and who doesn't.
Yeah, it's too bad, huh?
I'm not necessarily a huge believer in vaccinations. Like, I did not get the vaccination to ward off shingles. I didn't.
I didn't get it yet either.
I didn't get it. I figure, you know what? I'm 68 and I haven't got shingles. So there's certain things I didn't. Like I try to get a flu shot every year, but I don't necessarily. But this one I'm going to definitely get when it comes out. I am going to get it. So.
Yeah, I think everybody has to get it. There's
and
no doubt about it.
The main reason I'm getting it is most of these zombie movies start off with something like this, where people get vaccinated for things and they turn into zombies.
Right.
So if I turn into a zombie, I won't be afraid of zombies. So
right, because everybody else will be a zombie.
I'll be a zombie along with everybody else. So might as well do that for Christmas.
That is it.
So
here we are. Yep. Yes, I want to wish everybody a blessed, safe Christmas. I'll be back joining you on Monday, and we could discuss presents.
All right, we'll do that. And Pat, I want you and your family to have a Merry Christmas and a great weekend, and I'll speak to you Monday.
All right, sounds good, Marshall.
Take care. Pat Picano this morning with our Christmas Eve forecast in the Weather Center.